great day, y'all. Heaven high, heaven bound. The only mission, the real agenda. This is Core Orange on God's number one worker podcast. Today's subject is for everybody. Anybody who hears this, this is for everybody. It's called You Gotta Do. Now, what you gotta do, I want y'all to listen close. You know, a lot of people think they are close to our Heavenly Father, God, Almighty God, but they not. Let me tell you what you got to do. We're in the last days. And I don't know if you ever heard in the other episodes where I said, the only reason we preach the gospel and spread God's word is to keep us out of hell. Hell is a real place. It's the worst place ever. You go there, you are there forever. Like an old man told me one time, he said, you ain't even got to say four. Ever is a long time. And he right, you ain't even got to say forever, ever. Oh, how long you gonna be there, ever? Well, hear me when I tell you this here. When you getting close to God, and I'm gonna help y'all, show y'all how you repent. First thing is, you ain't even got to know the Holy Commandments. Because we all know some. We all know one or two was a some, right? The first thing you got to do is this here. You got to say, I got to get close to God. And you got to mean it in your heart. You just can't say it. Because when you saying it, you by yourself. You ain't around nobody. Only thing to hear you is God, the angels, the devil and demons. So only thing that's hearing you is spirits. And that's it. That's it. Angels, demons, God, and the devil. The devil, demons, angels, God, however you want to look at it, that's what hears you. But you got to be by yourself. Now, this is where it gets deeper but easier. Know everything wrong that you did. Know. If you can't remember everything, that's fine. But start out by saying, yeah, I did a lot of wrong. But don't, like I said, you ain't talking to nobody. You talk to them later if the subject comes up. But this is a one-on-one with God. This is the one-on-one. This is you reaching out to God. When you reach out to God, you know, like I said, the devil hears, the demons hears, and the angel hears. So they know, okay? But man don't know. So once you do this, you have to, I'm telling you what I did. You got to think about all the wrongs you done. And not to repeat them no more. Even if you cross that line, you if you really for God, you gonna feel so bad about it until you go like, that's it. And another thing, let's get the basics out the way. You can't be drinking, you can't be smoking, you can't be taking no drugs and all that. You can't be laying up with different people and all that, talking about I'm for God. No, you got to get rid of all that. Because the biggest two problems with mankind, you know the biggest two sins? It's anger and lust. Lust and anger. And a lot of y'all married, some of y'all are not, and y'all still possess these characteristics, but you think you're close to God. No, you got to straighten that out. It's not good to look lustful. It's not good to do all that. So if you marry, that's when people, when you get married, marry somebody you'll never get tired of looking at and never get tired of talking to. Man, woman, marry that person. Even if they ain't got nothing, could you, see, really, when we first see people, we don't know what they got. So make sure it's on that level. Make sure you on that level that you can look at somebody and say, you know what, this person ain't got nothing that I know of. I don't know what they got going, but I know they look good to me. That's the first phase, okay? But let me back up and get back to this is what you got to do. Once you get out all your sins and the wrongs you've done. Don't repeat them. And if you do, like I said, keep chipping away until you down to none. You know what I'm saying? Keep chipping away till you down to none. And God will help you. And the devil go attack. See, what you want is the devil and the demons to keep attacking. And how they going to attack? They're going to attack you mentally. They're going to attack you physically. Because they go send people at you. So whoever they sending at you, you best to recognize that that person is a weak soul. You best to recognize that person is an unhappy person. And that's it. It ain't no reason to get upset. It ain't no reason to do, because God said it best, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. That's why this is so important when you repenting and getting it right. Become a repentor. Pray. I personally pray 3 times a day. But like I always tell people, if you don't pray 3 times a day, and I don't care how many times you pray, that's on, that's between you and God. I ain't got to do with that. But pray 2x a day. That's when you get up and when you go to sleep. That's important. That's very important. But the reason I pray 3 times is because the middle of the day, you know, because if I make it to the middle of the day, I'm like, okay, well, let me pray. So between 12 and 3 o'clock, I'm praying again. And let me explain to those who don't know what prayer is. Prayer is not when you telling God something. Prayer is when you listening to what God is telling you. See, God knows the heart. I don't care if you good or bad. God knows the heart. So when you praying, make sure you listening to what God's saying. And basically what we doing when we praying, we praise and worship and glorify our Heavenly Father. That's what we doing. We praise and worship and glorify our Heavenly Father. That's what we are doing. We thanking Him for waking us up and so forth and so forth, okay? But this is what you got to do. We're in the last days. Can't nobody pray for you. Can't nobody get you in heaven. The whole thing. See, that's what I don't like about all that religious stuff. Because like I tell people, we're not religious people. We're spiritual beings. The whole thing is a one-on-one with God. So on judgment day, when God sees you, He tells you, well done, instead of depart from me, I never knew you. And this is what we got to do. Y'all got me. I'm not going to waste no more of your time today. God first always, y'all. Tennessee Sand from a Tennessee man. I'm outie like yesterday.